You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am so excited. This is really, I'm just thrilled. I was thinking earlier today that it was exactly 12 years ago that I got a call from a headhunter that said, I've got a great opportunity for you in Buffalo. And I said, you need to call me back when you've got a great opportunity in a city that's not Buffalo. Because like a lot of people that we've heard over the few years, they didn't know how cool Buffalo is. I didn't know. And he said, do you know what? You've got to do your research. You've got to find out really how special this place is. So I did my research. I said, I will take that interview. And so that was in 2013. And then January 1st, I made the move from Northern Virginia, the DC area, to Buffalo and started my next level of my career here in Buffalo. And so I am just thrilled to be here because this has really been 10, 11 years in the making to get us to this point. I'm going to explain how we got here, why we got here, and why this is so important. As you know, Buffalo has been going through this fantastic, we hate saying it renaissance, but truly it has been a renaissance. We look at what Business First puts out, what Invest Buffalo puts out. We have, over the last 15 years, estimate that probably over $5 billion worth of infrastructure have been put into things that can be tourism related. Even the medical campus has opportunities for tourism in our destination, for medical tourism, bringing meetings and conventions that are tourism related as well. But you also think about those restored treasures, our reborn waterfront, a new and upgraded other facilities such as our sports facilities. Major attractions have been built. Our hotels have been changed as well. And there are still more to come. You think about Highmark Stadium, the Ralph Wilson Park. All of these things are going to be coming online, and we're so excited to be able to have these in our toolbox. But all of this leads to what happened in 2024 when we hit all-time record highs. An overall visitor spend of $2.7 billion were spent right here in Buffalo and Erie County. That is up 69% over the last 10 years. Huge numbers. Another great number that is very reflective of what's been taking place here in Buffalo and Erie County is that we have finally returned to our employment numbers in the tourism sector. We're at almost 30,000 people who are employed in the tourism sector. That also associates to $1.4 billion in tourism-related wages. Another fun number is that without all of those people coming to our destination, people in Erie County would be spending $694 on their overall tax bill. So without all of these visitors coming in, spending their money, and leaving that behind, and leaving town then afterwards, because they don't need our police, they don't need our fire, they don't need our services, we do benefit from those tourists coming into our destination. Now, how did we get here? Erie County really stepped up for us. So one day I got a call from Ben Swanekamp, who is the chief of staff for the county executive, and he said, I need to schedule a meeting with you to talk about your budget for the coming years. I thought, oh no, we're gonna take a hit. So they come in and they said, we're gonna give you 100% of the bed tax. And at the same time, we're also going to start collecting bed tax on short-term rentals. I'm dreaming, there's no way. But it all is true. So in 2023, the Erie County Legislature unanimously voted into law that VBN would be the recipient of all the bed tax. So now, yes. Because they recognize the investment that is made into tourism and the return on investment that comes from tourism. And so we do share these dollars with the Buffalo Convention Center, which is great because we oversee the Convention Center through Visit Buffalo Niagara. We have a great working relationship with the Convention Center. So without the legislature voting this in and the county executive automatically signing that law, we are now able to have those funds coming into our coffers. And last year, the bed tax collections were over $14 million. So that's so exciting. So now it's my honor to introduce a great fan of Visit Buffalo Niagara and the tourism industry, all of you people in this room, and that's our Deputy County Executive, Lisa Chimera.
Good afternoon, everyone. Well, first of all, I want to ask, who do you know? Because arranging this, a Bills win, and this fabulous weather is really something spectacular. So thank you, Patrick, to you and truly to your incredible team. I want everyone to take a moment and just look around, look at our surroundings, look outside. This is one of the amazing spots right here in Buffalo. And I am so excited to be here as we celebrate this terrific new chapter in Erie County's tourism industry. Tourism has always been a vital part of Erie County's economy. And our administration has consistently invested in efforts to grow this sector and support the many organizations that help to drive it forward. In 2023, like Patrick mentioned, but I must mention again, Erie County took a bold step to elevate our support by passing a new local law that dedicates 100% of county bed tax revenue to Visit Buffalo and the Buffalo Convention Center. That investment laid the foundation for the campaign we're all here to celebrate today. This exciting multi-million dollar campaign is a direct result of that commitment, a powerful example of what happens when we align county resources with a strong vision for our region's future. We are incredibly excited to see how this campaign will bring new visitors to our amazing attractions, fill our hotels, boost our local businesses, from restaurants to shops to art venues to our amazing cultural institutions all across Erie County. So I, along with all of you, are so excited to be here today to celebrate. So thank you.
Another big fan of the tourism industry is a fantastic representative for the city of Buffalo and his district, and that is Senator Sean Ryan. We're so fortunate to have a great champion for us in Albany.
So thank you, Patrick. Being in Patrick's job is not always the easiest job in the world because he finds himself squeezed between competing interests. You know, tax revenue is hard to come by, and there's a lot of calls on that tax revenue. You sports, elderly care, tourism promotion. But one thing with Patrick, whether you're at the local government level, the county, or the statewide level, you could call Patrick because he's an honest broker. He will tell you exactly what he thinks about something. You give him an idea, he'll tell you whether or not he thinks that works. He doesn't sugarcoat it, but that leadership that he provides made it easier. So Erie County, under the leadership of Mark Poloncarz and Lisa Shimera and all the county legislators, they determined, and rather than taking that tax revenue to provide many of the other needs we need in Erie County, that they put all the chips in the middle and said, we're going to put it all into the culturals, all into the tourism, all into the Visitors Bureau. So thank you for the great work that you've done to allow this to be possible. So why did we push all the chips into the middle of the table for a VBN? Because it provides the lens by which outsiders see us. How do people look at Buffalo in the Erie County in Western New York? You know, how they think of us is a lot of times determined by advertising campaigns done and marketing campaigns done to promote our area. They spotlight our region's strengths, vibrant music scene, arts, cultural, historic preservation, the Albright Knox Art Gallery, sports, universities, beautiful natural scenes, right? We have the Niagara River, we have Lake Erie. People come here to fish, swim, sail, recreate. But they're only knowing about this because of the great work at VBN. So I want to thank Patrick for the work. I'm really excited about the efforts of rebranding this campaign. We got to keep shaking it up, and we know that we can put those chips in the middle of the table because our hope is that we're going to get that money back. And we're going to get that money back by continuing more visitors coming into this area. And anytime someone comes, you know they're going to leave behind a little cash. We know that. But you don't know what else is going to happen. You don't know if they're going to decide, I want to move here, or I want to invest here, or I just saw something here that I had no idea existed. So these opportunities happen all the time, but they only happen if, in fact, you're promoting yourself. So thank you for promoting us.
Thank you. I always say this because over the last 10 years, I feel like I have really empowered our elected officials that they're going to come after my job. They're doing it better than I am. It scares me. Okay, so for the first time in our organization's nearly 40 years of existence, we finally have the resources to take Buffalo on a national level. We finally have the megaphone to amplify Buffalo's voice. This is the most important moment that we've ever had to move the overall Buffalo and Erie County visitor economy. Once an underfunded organization compared to other like destinations, now through our new funding source, we do have these resources at our disposal. So we couldn't do this alone. Visit Buffalo Niagara put out an RFP. We actually put out two RFPs. We put one for a new PR agency as well, but we're here to celebrate our advertising campaign. We had several different agencies from across the country, even locally, who submitted proposals. We interviewed and brought in six of those agencies, and we ended up deciding to go with MMGY Global, a top destination marketing organization, and they started with us in January. MMGY began the rebranding process through engagement with several different stakeholders, and some of them in our room today, followed by several different visits to our destination. And in early summer, they delivered some things for us that we're going to show you today that have been evolving. But I want you to hear from the agency themselves who actually have created all of this. So it's now my pleasure to introduce Trey Williams from MMGY Global, who is the VP of Strategic Planning.
Good afternoon, guys. Can y'all hear me okay? Good, good. Being tall is all fun and games until you're at a microphone stand. As Patrick mentioned, we're from MMGY Global. I'm here with Dave and Amy, my colleagues down in the front. And we're an integrated marketing agency that specializes in travel and tourism. There is not a single person at our agency who doesn't eat, sleep, and breathe travel, which includes myself, which kind of sucks sometimes because I'm also a nervous flyer, but you know, it's about the destination, it's not about the trip. But you know, we take the work that we do very seriously, and as Patrick said, you guys are at a pivotal moment, and that requires a really pivotal strategy. So we really felt honored that they felt that we had what it takes to come into the destinations, especially as outsiders, to say this is what your brand should be. You know, when we think about what a brand is versus a campaign, you know, sometimes when you're at such a pivotal moment, it requires you to really strip everything away and say, okay, what is a brand versus what is our campaign? You know, a brand is about who you are inside. It's about the heart. It's about the soul of the destination, whereas the campaign is just sort of that outward expression of who you are. It's the clothes you wear, the way you style your hair, the music you listen to. And we said we need to go all the way back to the beginning and rethink what the brand is. And VBN trusted us to do that, even though they really kind of looked like they had no idea what we were talking about. But they trusted us to come in and do it. And as Patrick mentioned, that included us coming to the destination and spending a significant amount of time here. You know, if you had told me last year that I would spend most of February in Buffalo in the dead of winter and would leave a huge fan, I would have thought you were crazy. But that's exactly what happened, because we came here and we had stakeholder interviews, which a lot of you I see in the crowd were the people that we interviewed. To really understand the destination, because the people are the heart of a destination. You guys are what makes the Buffalo brand. So we went through all the process of interviewing over 30 community leaders, from philanthropists to business leaders to community leaders, to really understand what makes Buffalo, Buffalo. And that was a really important part of our process. On top of that, we had the pleasure of doing these interviews in the Martin House. You know, these really historic locations that you could hear the stories, the echoes of the past of Buffalo. And that really inspired us to help you guys create a brand that really reflected the destination. You know, but we quickly learned that Buffalo is the quintessential Rust Belt city. You know, Rust Belt cities are all about grit. But grit in Buffalo looks different from any other Rust Belt city. You know, Detroit grit might look a little bit swaggy, a little bit hip. Cleveland, it might look a little bit counterculture, you know, might be a little more aggressive. But when we talked to people about who Buffalo was, there was this duality that started to rise to the top. You know, this is the city of good neighbors, but I think it was Patrick, when we went out to dinner with him for the first time, that he was like, we're nice, but we'll cut you. You know, you're not afraid to kind of have a conversation and push back. But when you push, it's always with the intent of pushing things forward. It's about figuring out who you can be, who you can become, and what the future of this destination looks like. And so that duality that I talk about is what informed this brand. And hopefully you guys will see that reflected in all of the work. But we put together a little bit of an anthem that introduces the brand that we wanted to share with you guys as we start this process.
Thank you.
goosebumps? Anybody? I mean, the first time I saw that, it really gave me goosebumps on top of goosebumps. And just really totally thrilled about this. Now, again, that's not a commercial. That's just our brand anthem. But this is what is really laying the groundwork for our overall new messaging for the organization. So at the end, you saw Buffalo. That's our new logo, if you will. We feel that this is so intentional on our part. Like so many other destinations, they're talking about their destination. Not their organization name, but the destination. And we know that Buffalo encompasses all of Erie County. And so we are making the choice that we are owning Buffalo. Again, because we're selling the destination, we're not selling the organization, we're selling the destination. So let's talk about the logo and the brand itself. The font is bold and strong. We feel that it's as strong as the steel industry, as well as the strength of the people of Buffalo and Erie County. You'll also see there's a little bit of a nod to the city flag in the middle with the lightning bolt. The lightning bolt is a huge inspiration for us as an organization and a destination, because the lightning bolt represents legacy, innovation, and energy, all things that are all about Buffalo. Culturally, the lightning bolt also aligns with Buffalo's identity as a tough, resilient, and hardworking community, fast-moving and no-nonsense and driven. Power and energy. Buffalo was one of the first cities in the world powered by hydroelectricity. Again, a connection to our friends in Niagara Falls. We're not abandoning Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls will always be a part of our overall story, but we are Buffalo. We can stand alone because of our overall strength as an organization and a destination. Next, let's talk about our overall color palette. Our new color palette is reflective of who Buffalo is as a destination. Drawing off of our inspiration of our destination, our primary colors are wing sauce, obviously, a nod to our overall food. Harbor, which is the blue in the middle, which is a reference to our waterfront, Lake Erie. And then Silo, the light beige gray, if you will. That's called Silo, again, a reference to our industrial history. Our secondary colors, copper, terracotta, Niagara Falls, river, and parks. Again, all of these colors represent our destination. Plus, they are also represented in City Hall with the Art Deco colors of City Hall, as well as the color palette for the Roycroft campus. So, developing our new campaign. We have a wonderful brand campaign narrative that I'd like to read to you. Buffalo doesn't fit in a box. We're known for being ambitious and grounded, cheeky and kind, humble and proud. Some see us as a walking, talking contradiction, but it's the truth of who we are. Buffalo is where history feels brand new, waterfronts are for making waves, and gems are almost never hidden. This community is tightly knit, and the fabric includes you too. Here, asking for directions can turn into a full-blown walking tour. The best meals often come from a corner bar, and beer gardens live in the shadows of century-old grain silos. There's nowhere else like Buffalo, yet everywhere you go in this city, you'll be saying the same thing. That's Buffalo for you. That's our new brand. This is the heart and soul for the payoff of our messaging campaign. So, as Trey was talking about all of the contradictions, so we are a walking, talking contradiction, which is really great. And so again, we have these wonderful two-word combinations that truly will pay off with the "That's Buffalo for you." And these are going to be incorporated into all of the cheeky words that we use for our destination, but they represent the people, the culture, the neighborhoods, the history, the food, the geography, the old and the new. So let's talk about these word combinations. Polished grit. I mean, honestly, this is a bold reimagining of Buffalo's industrial heritage, like the grain silos and the warehouses that have turned into entertainment complexes like this, where you can rock climb up the side of a silo or zip line in between, or the great warehouses that have been turned into our breweries and distilleries. Go back to the other one. Refreshingly spicy. Obviously, we have to pay reference to the Buffalo Wing and our overall food culture here in Buffalo, that we do have James Beard nominated chefs right here in our destination. But I also think refreshingly spicy refers to the people as well, don't you think? So, historically new, again, looking at the reborn and reimagined architectural gems in our community, the Richardson Complex, our Frank Lloyd Wright sites like the Martin House and Greycliff, all of these are wonderful examples. We have so many different word combinations. No fuss fancy, again, adaptable for our food and culinary scene. Timeless edge, acknowledging Buffalo's architecturals like the Guarantee Building. Naturally surprising, picture a family taking a hike to the eternal flame at Chestnut Ridge. But all of these word combinations will also play on all of our visitor profiles, whether it's a leisure visitor, domestically or internationally, meetings and conventions, sports right holders, LGBTQ, African American, the Hispanic populations of our community. Everybody can see themselves within this campaign. So, how are we going to take this campaign into action? Through national advertising buys. We've never done this before, and I'm so excited. So, starting off, there will be digital advertising on Expedia. Again, a transactional opportunity where people are actually searching to come to Buffalo and they can book their flight, they can book their hotel, they can book their attractions. You're also going to see us in Condé Nast Traveler. Again, the high level general leisure publication as well as digital. Bon Appetit, talking to our culinary travelers. You'll also see us in Atlas Obscura, a curiously quirky younger demographic of travelers. So we're so excited about these possibilities. Also, we're gonna have lots of really unique out-of-home opportunities. And here's an example of a duck boat in Boston. And I tell you what, on Sunday, this thing's already out on the streets of Boston, and somebody sent me a picture of it over the weekend. We're so excited that we're able to take our messaging into these types of platforms. Also in Boston and Chicago, you're gonna see us on the bike racks where people will be picking up their bikes. But we also have great print advertising like our Refreshingly Spicy, That's Buffalo for you. We'll also have a lot of other broadcasts. Obviously we have a TV commercial that I'm gonna show you in just a moment, but also audio on Pandora and Sirius XM. Lots of advertising done with that as well. So next, I want to show you our first national 30-second commercial.
You are not in Buffalo. Just ask us. We'll show you ways to review those cutting edge and how to catch live music by setting your old brain silos. We got a museum that's a modern work of art, and our waterfront is by making waves. Good conversation and great beer, ever bar art, and a favorite meal might just come from home.
So, we're going to continue with some of our feeder markets that we've always been in. Rochester, Syracuse, New York, Cleveland, and Pennsylvania, as well as Canada, when the time is right to go back into Canada. We do have the dollar set aside. But now, in addition to our overall national campaign, we are going into some very specific new markets with a little bit heavier campaign. These new markets include Chicago, Detroit, Boston, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Our research has told us that these travelers are already coming to our destination without messaging. And the great thing about these markets and the research that we are able to monitor, they're coming and they're spending about 4.8 nights while they're here in our destination, compared to the 1.8 or 9 that Cleveland and Pittsburgh do. So, what those additional nights mean are more people going to your restaurants, going to more attractions, and spending more money in our overall destination. So we're so excited to be able to take this message even deeper into markets that we're already learning about. So we're also going to be doing a lot of community activations. And here's a fantastic example of a new mural project that we're doing all around Erie County. And this first one, we're going to be doing a press conference next week. But again, it's all within our brand, going into 11 different communities, neighborhoods, talking about what's so unique. We're asking the residents of those communities, those neighborhoods, to actually tell us what they would like to see represented in this new campaign. And I'd like to call out James Moffitt. Are you here, James? He's the artist that we're working with on all of these murals that will be going up over the next 3 years, as soon as we get all 11 up. But we're so excited about the opportunity to get into the communities, find out what they would like to see represented for their destinations. So excited about the possibilities for that. Next, you're gonna see us on buses and the metro trains. So we'll have 3 buses that will be wrapped in the next couple of weeks, as well as 3 trains that will be riding up and down Main Street. We'll also have several different static billboards that will go up tomorrow as well, or maybe even tonight, with our overall new branding campaign. Another example that will be out starting this weekend, and actually when you leave today, you'll see it out in front of the building, is our mobile visitor center. It'll be at the Borderland Music Festival this weekend. But again, this is a great opportunity for us to get out in our community, talk to our local residents as well as our visitors when they're in our destination. But we're so excited to have that opportunity, as well as opening up a new brick and mortar visitor center in the next month down at Canal Side. Finally, we're going to be replacing the branding on the walkway between the Hyatt and the Convention Center. It's been outdated, it's been fading, and even Steve Martin posted a picture of it when he was here last year. But we'll have new branding that will welcome meetings and convention attendees to the Hyatt and to the Convention Center with that overall welcome to Buffalo messaging. Tonight, I encourage you to drive by the Statler, because we'll be illuminating the Statler with our new brand campaign, as well as the courtside street of the Convention Center on a permanent basis. The Statler will just be for the next week, and hopefully we'll get it on national TV with the Bills game next week. But again, we're so excited about all of these activations, and there's even more to come. You'll see our staff all in our new jackets. These are the clothes and the t-shirts that we're going to be wearing when we're out and about promoting the destination at the 50 plus trade shows that we attend on an annual basis. Also want all of you to get excited about this. Put it out on social media. Talk about how excited you are for Buffalo and what this means for our overall destination. And I want to thank you for your time today. We're not done yet. We have a little party upstairs. We also have a tattoo artist, because I believe so much in this brand, I'm going to get it tattooed on my body. And if any of you would like to get a bee tattooed, I'm gonna pay for it for you. So it's right up there. Honest to God, we're doing this. So, but both the deputy county executive and the senator gave me so many accolades. Honestly, I stand on the shoulders of my team. They have done a tremendous job, and I couldn't be more pleased for them to have the resources to do their jobs even better, to take our messaging and our destination on not even just a nationwide platform, but on an international platform. And so I'm gonna ask the team to come up, because this will be the only time now after we disperse here for a team photo. Come on, come. A little faster. But the team has worked so hard on getting this all together for our community, for our destination, and I'm so pleased and so happy for them. They're the best, hardest working DMO staff that I know of, and I've worked across the country. So Joe is up there, so team, get it down in front. Some of us up here, I promise you, all the fun starts in just a moment. Come on. Hurry. Well, urgency would be nice. All right, Joe is up there. Let's take a picture. Everybody, look at Joe, smile. Okay, now, everybody, open up your shirts and show them your... Thank you so much for coming. We invite everybody to go upstairs for the event. We've got lots of food, obviously buffalo food for you. We've got temporary tattoos too, so you don't have to get a real one. You can get a temporary. We've got some photo opportunities. So thank you so much for coming, and please spread the word about our great new brand campaign, and be excited about it and embrace it and put it in your businesses, and whatever we can do to help you, know that we're there. Thank you so much.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.